proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for tuning in again today. We are on site at a place called Coffee Smith, which is a coffee shop in Waukee, which I've never been to before. And we are with, however, a return visitor. Her name is Terry Cole. She is a chef. And we're going to talk about her business and something really special, her new cookbook on this edition of A Small Business Spotlight. Hey, Terry, good to see you.
Good to see you,
you
Michael.
You are always the most up person in the world. Why? How are you on drugs? What's going on
here? I know. Sometimes I annoy myself. I can't turn it off.
But you are the most positive person
yes,
I know on the
yes.
planet.
Yes, I certainly try to be and to convey that as well. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, I do. Well, you know, I certainly do. And I think everybody likes to be around people that have that... Well, that verve for life, you
Absolutely.
Know, it's so important. So you are a chef. You have not always been a chef, though, have you?
I have not.
Tell us about that journey.
In hindsight, it's been a God-driven journey. I had no idea this was where I would end up, and I am so delightfully blessed and grateful for what I get to do every day. In celebration of people, events, places, in any capacity.
You are a personal chef. You also cater.
I do.
And but you don't have brick and mortar, do you?
No, I don't. How about that?
Well, you cut down on the overhead that way, don't you?
Yes.
So tell us about your business.
I am going into the 16th year. Originally, it was to be a brick and mortar, and it did not present itself. And so I had built my home to work from and just decided it's working here. This is where I'll stay. So my cooking classes, I bake to order. I do meals for families. Windsor Heights Bake Shop sells product for me.
What?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes.
The bake shop?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Now
so,
you do.
So, yeah. So you make stuff that they sell.
Yes, exactly.
Well, how do you know that? Do you go in there and say, can I have a Terry Cole special or what?
They're my world-famous scones.
Oh, I have seen them.
Yes, and the bake shop does not do scones, and they've been asked for. And so a friend of mine has worked there for years, and so she put together... a meeting of the owner and myself, and he tried them, loved them, and they've since been on the shelf.
Isn't that? I had no idea. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first here. It's Terry Cole's scones. World famous scones. One of the things about, and I'm just going to take this real divergent path here, about the bake shop, who I know and love.
Yes.
This little place in Windsor Heights in this shopping area on University. Where they go to work like at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, as most bakers do. But they have people come from all over the metro
yes.
to this place.
Yes.
And I will tell you, if you happen to like challah, they're the only place that I know that has kosher challah every Thursday. So there you go.
There you go. Yeah, and the original champagne cake.
Ah, yeah, yeah. People talk about it all over the city. We're with Terry Cole, ladies and gentlemen. She is a personal chef and also now an author of a new cookbook that's out there as we take a look at this small business spotlight. So you're busy cooking and delivering and doing personal chef business. Let me ask you about the personal chef side because I'm really interested in this.
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, I work with one-on-one. I don't have a menu or cost committed to print, and so I work one-on-one with their budget, their food likes, dislikes, and now more and more the dietary and religious restrictions.
Sure.
So there's a whole lot of factors in there to play with.
Now, this is likes or dislikes of religious factors. You know, and now we are such a divergent culture. You know, we have individuals who are Jewish and Islamic and Sikh and Hindu. And, you know, you go on and on and on. individuals from Africa that, you know, it's such a melting pot anymore in the greater Des Moines metro. So do you also do the shopping for them?
Yes.
What?
Yes. I do it all. And it's a great, you know, time saver. They eat healthy and what they want. And
how fun.
It's a delight for me. So
you should employ me to be a shopper. You know, what are
you know, you I like to grocery shop,
I
too?
I love to. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. I could spend hours.
Me too. And, you know, when my mother, may she rest in peace, when she was living, and I don't know how I ever did this, but we would go grocery shopping. It would take us 45 minutes to get through the vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fascinating. And I love looking at packaging, you know, and new products and things. Anyway, yeah, I'm kind of a sick human being.
No, you aren't. You are. I am.
We have found kindred spirits here. All right, so you do grocery shopping. Then do you cook at your place or do you cook at their place? How does that work?
It is whatever they want.
Wow.
You know, if it's something that they want to do as a, oh gosh, the other day I did a mortgage burning dinner.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
I know. It could be anything. Anything flies these days. And so it's just fun to have, I don't know, a captive audience to cook in front of. And
how do you get your clients? I mean, how do they hear about you? Is it mostly word of mouth? Somebody tells somebody or what?
Initially, it was word of mouth.
Yeah.
Going into 16 years now, looking back. I do lots of work with several of the radio stations.
Okay.
And so there's trade value. I have been on several of the television stations doing cooking segments, which gets my name out there. And it's just
lots of self-promotion
and
working with other people who help promote.
Yes.
Terry Cole, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about her business on this Small Business Spotlight. Terry, you have been doing this for, like you said, 16 years. And recently, just very recently, you released a new cookbook. I don't know where you find the time to do all this stuff. But tell us a little bit about what was the genesis of you doing this new cookbook.
This book is basically a biography slash legacy slash kind of a chapter closed. It's dedicated to my mother, who's my inspiration.
Of course.
And I have no children, so the legacy. And I've done the same recipes over and over and over. So it's a challenge to myself to commit them to the book. And now people can buy the recipes. And so now I get to be creative and come up with different, more trendy seasonal recipes.
Okay, so this is, and I should also add, and condolences to you. I know what it's like. I understand. Your mother recently passed away, didn't she?
She did.
On Mother's Day.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tough. But she had an opportunity to actually see your book.
She did, and I want to give business publications and particularly Ashley Bonenkamp thanks for sensing the urgency,
yeah, right,
and coming through for me that my mother did get to see, because it does include her recipes.
Of course
in
it
her
does.
Writing and the recipes I grew up with are included, and so. And as well as both of my grandmothers. So there's my story.
There's a lot of personal stuff here.
Very.
You haven't always been a chef. You started down this pathway a little bit later in life, didn't you? Tell us about that.
Not telling my age.
No, of course not.
But I moved from Cedar Rapids to Des Moines as a food service food broker. And that led me into a buying position at Sysco, Iowa.
Sure.
By this time, my friends had coerced me into doing it for a living. Well, I thought, well, then I need to go to culinary school. I can't do it on a wing and a prayer.
Right.
So I sought out a culinary school, and it so happened to be the New England Culinary Institute in Vermont.
Get out. And so you moved pack and parcel.
I did.
To Vermont, you went to culinary school, which is a fascinating story in itself.
Yes.
And then along the way, you met some relatively famous people.
I did.
In the East Coast.
I did. I did. As I drove out, I said jokingly, move over Julia, as in Julia Child. And lo and behold, I had signed up for several different scholarships. One of them I received was Les Dames d'Escoffier, and that's a women's organization that promotes upcoming women chefs. And so they called me. I was interning in the Hamptons.
In the Hamptons?
In the Hamptons.
Of course, why not?
And they said, we want to award you this scholarship, and you need to come to Boston. And I said, but that will take time off work and airfare. And they said, but Julia Child will be here to award it to you. And I said,
At whatever cost, when?
Tell me when and where.
She is such a legacy in the business. You know, I love the movie, and you've probably have seen it.
I have seen it.
Julia and Julia, I think it is.
It is.
And, you know, we've watched, I got to tell you, here I'm a guy. I have watched that movie at least a half a dozen times. I just love it.
Yeah.
Because it is such a cool story. But the whole Julia Child persona, I remember as growing up, you know, watching her cook these amazing things and the faux pas that she would have along the way. It was just all so real.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been a great adventure for you.
Oh, yeah. I think she paved the way. I would venture to say she was the first culinary chef on television.
It's pretty fascinating. Now, you mentioned women chefs.
Yes.
This is something that has generally and very traditionally been a man's world, but we're seeing that change quite rapidly, aren't we?
Correct.
Yeah. So how is it that the glass ceiling has been broken, so to speak? What do you think?
That's a good question. I think it's that, thankfully, you know, women do enjoy cooking. It's just breaking in. As I mentioned, I was a food service food broker, and so I represented many different manufacturers to the end user, being the chef, through the distributor. And even then, as a female, I would get the look.
I'm sure, yeah. Well, you know, it's such a... And what's interesting about this, if you stop and think about it, women for countless generations have been the provider of the meals in the household, and yet not to be allowed in the commercial kitchen so much. But then we look at food service industries. For example, I suspect nearly every kitchen that has anything to do with public schools is generally run by women.
Yes.
You know, but we get into the private business side, that doesn't seem to be as prevalent.
Somewhere along the line, I was enlightened that it goes back to the service days where it was men, all men, and so there were men in the kitchen, in the mess hall, let's say. And I think that's where it basically, once they came home, they continued to cook
to
in the kitchens in the volume.
And maybe the other thing is that, you know, I seem to sense this wherever I know a number of chefs here in the greater Des Moines, actually in the Midwest, and who happen to be men, and they're awfully sometimes mercurial, and maybe, you know, mercurial to the point of, you know, hollering and screaming and shouting, which makes for good TV, but not necessarily a good kitchen experience. You think? I don't know.
Yes.
Makes for good TV.
In real life, too, I've had to duck a potato or
two. Is that right?
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Terry Cole, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about her life as a now personal chef. 16 years in the business and recently has produced her new cookbook full of all kinds of legacy recipes. Favorite recipe? I mean, I hate to put you on the spot, but what do you, what calls you to home when you think about
it? Soups.
Soups?
I love soup. And in the book is a sweet potato chili.
Ooh.
And it's super easy. It's vegetarian. It's healthy. And it just keeps and freezes. And so soup is my favorite course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we talk about the changing tastes of America, now mm-hmm. you've been doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You started in culinary school. I'm mm-hmm. sure that they were teaching you different things than what is de rigueur today
mm-hmm.
Out there. What do you see as some trends in food? I know you mentioned vegetarian, mm-hmm. and that's a big thing. I mean, we have a presidential candidate that's a vegan,
mm-hmm.
and it's really interesting to see how that's been embraced.
Mm-hmm.
So are there other trends that you think are kind of hot?
Definitely. There's dairy-free, gluten-free.
Because of all, yeah.
The paleo, the celiac, nuts. Yeah. And so when I cook, I appeal to those needs.
Sure.
I can create recipes around diet.
I think it's fascinating. You know, I'm older than you are, and I think I'm older than everybody, as a matter of fact. But I tend to remember when I was in school or when I was, you know, nobody had any allergies that I knew of, unless it was a bug bite of some kind.
Yeah.
But now,
yeah, I agree.
I mean, they're so prevalent.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I have no idea either. But
I hope it, pray it doesn't strike me.
Yeah, right, because you like food too much,
right?
I love
everything.
Terry Cole, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links up on the website so you can find out more about her cookbook, which, by the way, is titled what?
Bringing Friends and Family Back Around the Table.
That's kind of your thing, isn't it?
It is.
Bringing Friends and Family Back Around the Table.
Yeah, growing up, we sat down at the same time. We learned manners. Please pass the, may I be excused. It was a time of conversation.
Yeah.
And growing up and learning to communicate and eye contact and we all had chores, whether to set the table or feed the dog or take the trash out. It was really a special time looking back. But And so I feel like with my business, I can teach you to cook. I can cook for you. I can, anyway, I can put food around your table so you can enjoy it and your time.
Not only to enjoy it, but maybe along the way, you can have this conversation with some of these very busy families that are out there and, you know, say, hey, you know, now, what are you guys talking about tonight at dinner?
Yeah, I know. Show up at their door, sit down.
Let's just chat a bit. You know,
yeah.
that is so important.
Isn't
and
it?
And what you just said, Terry, about teaching manners and responsibility in a family setting so that you, I mean, we are all busy. It's just crazy busy. But if you can take one night a week, just one, just start out with one and eat as a family.
I love
put
that.
Away the electronic gadgets. And spend 90 minutes
yes.
enjoying each other's company. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. It has to be intentional. Just like if, you know, kids were going to have to go to football at 5 o'clock. Well, you know, this night at 5 o'clock till 6:30, this is going to be dinner time.
Right.
And
I love it.
And that's the way it is. You know, fill it in on the calendar and
just do it.
Everybody is expected to attend.
Terry Cole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find out more about her as we put her website and her book up on our radio blog. Terry, thanks so much for doing this. I always appreciate your candor and your zest for life. Good people. Thank you,
Michael. Thank you so much.
Once again, that was author and chef Terry Cole. We will have links to Terry's website and so you can find out more about her book up on our radio blog. Our thanks to Coffeesmiths in Waukee, Iowa for allowing us to set up shop and do our interview there. Thanks so much. All right, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Terry Cole, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.